Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Let me set this up because we're in this vaccinate everything, mask everything. These were some old commie white Karens in an elevator mad at a black man because he did not have a mask on. And I mean, it is the craziest stuff I think I've ever. They were recording him and it's nuts. And they were all in an elevator. They wouldn't let him get away. Listen.
Get out.
Get out.
Yo,
get
stop.
Out. Get out. Get out.
What are you guys doing?
Get out.
Get out. What are you guys doing?
Get out.
What's wrong with
get
you?
Out. Get out.
Don't you have
kids?
Get out.
Doing
get out.
The
get out.
Doing
oh,
the
did you just hit me? Did you just hit me?
You just hit me.
You just hit me? You too?
How they remind me of those seagulls in Finding Nemo. Mine. Because the moment it's like all of a sudden they realized he was black and then they went, oh, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter to excuse their own racism. That's crazy. These women, and it's like, where's the social distancing? And then she hit him. She smacked his hand. That's technically a battery. She smacked his hand. These women are nuts, and they're wearing those stupid one of these dumb women's got a stupid little paper face panty on her face, not even covering her nose. And the oh my gosh, these people are freaks. Absolute freaks. Oh my gosh. What is it's a mental illness. It is a mental illness. I cannot coexist with people like that. They need to leave. Okay. Just go somewhere that's not by me. That's a Cynthia right there. Good heavens. Mask all the things. Now you have Fauci saying it's prudent to prepare for the possibility that maybe a persistent variant we have to face. You mean like every other coronavirus, the cold, everything else, every other virus?
Blue.
Jeez. It's like where it's I feel like I'm watching people just discover science. Is this what it was like for people that had sense when they were watching the cavemen who were creating, you know, the wheel, and then everyone else is screaming at them for creating the wheel? Or what about like the supporters of Galileo? Is this what they felt like? Uh-oh, the sun revolves around the earth. Where's your mask? True, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Can I go back to Neil Young yet?
Sure, why not?
Because I don't think, do you think that's actually going to get traction? Is he still on drugs or is he made of drugs? Because he did so many of them.
That's a good question.
Neil Young.
Good question.
I'm coming back to it just because I'm trying to see if they're going to be stupid enough to write another piece about it. Because Neil Young wants Spotify to remove Joe Rogan's podcast. Because Joe Rogan pushes disinformation. I get it that Neil Young's probably a living, breathing comorbidity. But I don't understand what disinformation they're pushing, because people having a discussion about information is not disinformation. I'm waiting for the next Robert Malone video pull on Facebook.
Yep.
They like threatened to suspend my account because I posted excerpts of my discussion with Robert Malone. He's a doctor. Do you honestly think Facebook has that they had doctors leave their practices so that they could go and approve content that people post on Facebook? No, they didn't. You have like latte fetchers who are making these calls. And Malone, yeah, and as Kane notes, Malone actually has the data to back this stuff up. That's the thing. This is why I like where's this at? Yeah, Eric Clapton. He says that people who are vaccinated for COVID are under hypnosis. I don't think everybody is under hypnosis, but I think people who think that everybody has like the same health situation and that their vaccination doesn't work unless someone else is vaccinated, I do think that maybe y'all might be Like, my mask doesn't work unless you have a mask. Eric Clapton, people are the people who disagree with him are trying to say that he's like washed up, whatever. But what was he talking about? He was crediting Matthias Desmet, the Formation Psychosis. Yeah.
I have some of that audio from our show.
And so he was talking about this and he was like, it's mass formation hypnosis, mass formation psychosis, which is true. So Eric Clapton is reading and listening to this stuff. Yeah, you have Matthias Desmet on our show. Listen.
Yes, lack of social bond is the most crucial condition that has to be fulfilled in order for mass formation to emerge. And it was definitely fulfilled in the years before the corona crisis. For instance, the U.S. Surgeon General mentioned that there was a loneliness epidemic in the States and in the U.K., Theresa May appointed a minister.
You can watch this whole thing. It's still up on YouTube. They haven't taken it off YouTube, thankfully. But he's not wrong. He's just, this is, it's been, I think it's been previously just like kind of called mass hysteria in the past. Right? And there have been cases of this before. What did they say? There was the dancing disease. You remember this thing that was back? I was reading about this back in like the 1700s or something like that. Like in the days, the colonial days, there were people who would dance until they dropped. And it was like kind of like mass hysteria. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
Oh, so there's a new Gallup poll. This is like one of 1,000 polls that shows more bad news for Joe Biden. Godly, how many of their, because we've had like a frilling of these already. It's sucking for him. Man, his approval rating's bad. That's all you need to know. Like, I mean, it just still continues to go down. I wanted to share this. I was going to have this in the last headline segment. I called it on today's episode of No One Will Convict These Dudes Ever. KSAT has the story of these Texas brothers who beat their stepfather to death because he was caught sexually abusing their sister. Their friend is also charged in Hidalgo County. So the brothers are in jail after they were accused of beating their stepfather to death. Their sister's 9 years old and he was caught sexually abusing her. So the brothers, Alejandro and Christian Trevino, along with their family friend, Juan Eduardo Melendez, they're all 18, are accused of beating to death 42-year-old Gabriel Quintanilla and leaving him to die in a field in McAllen, Texas, where his body was discovered by a farmer. They said that he was found Thursday at severe blunt force trauma. KRGV reported that a minor, his daughter, made an outcry about being abused by him in an RV park. And so the brothers like chased him down and they beat him to death and then dumped him in the field. Now, First off, not all heroes wear capes, number one. Number two, I hope they beat the hell out of their barber next. That's what I hope happens after. Go after the barber. That's all I'm saying. But that's today's episode of No One Will Convict These Dudes Ever. I mean, I'm just saying, part a hazard of being a child abuser is that these dudes may beat you to death. And so, can I send them, if they're convicted, can I send them gifts in jail? Can I do that? Also, just saying, so this is a federal court rules that the coronavirus gun store lockdowns were unconstitutional. Today in Duh. A large peer-reviewed study proves that ivermectin works in treating the symptoms of coronavirus. Also today in Duh. Researchers in Brazil found that regular use of ivermectin as a prophylactic agent was associated with, they're talking about the reduced hospitalization and fatality rates as associated with severe symptoms of coronavirus. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, it helped me. I took it. I didn't turn into a horse. I didn't start eating hay. I didn't do any of that stuff. I'm not going to be, you know, at the Kentucky Derby. You're not seeing any of that stuff. This is, I don't understand this whole thing. Los Angeles Times said 72 hours of unpaid work. Dancers for Super Bowl halftime show. They apparently, like all these aspiring dancers, actors, singers, and musicians that are recruited from local drill teams, they're expecting people to just give like 72 unpaid hours volunteer to perform at the Super Bowl. That's like saying, well, you just do this for exposure. I can't eat exposure. I can't pay a bill with exposure. I was looking at Carrie Lucas's timeline. I don't know if y'all heard. What happened with her? She's a friend of mine. She's with Independent Women's Forum. So she said, because she was talking about her school district. She's got kids there in Fairfax schools. And you guys know Fairfax County has been in the news. So she was saying that Fairfax County schools had security, police, and a public affairs flak, she says, at the door of my elementary school today. All to deal with the quote-unquote threat of my unmasked 7 and 9-year-olds. They ordered a local journalist off the property who wanted to witness my polite attempt to exercise opt-out rights. They called security. Twitchy had all her tweets linked together. They called security. They had public affairs there, etc. Because they don't want to give up their power and authority. Because the governor was like, you don't have to do this. You know, you don't have to. By the way, they ordered the reporter, it's attack on the press. She said the best moment was when the school district security guy took off his mask to bark at some mom standing with me, saying that he couldn't talk through the mask. All to deal with the mom. You know, because the parents are the terrorists now, don't you know? She says, I know local school official was great. But the bottom line is a valid EO exists allowing parental opt-out for masks. A court has not yet ruled. But until that happens, Fairfax County public schools are not the arbiter of what is legal. They are, as of now, violating the law. And she said that's just crazy to call out because they think that they can do whatever they want. Little tyrants. Can you imagine? So I have to tell you, speaking of this idea that you don't get to control you as parents don't have rights. So my youngest is going to a new pediatrician, right? Filling out the forms. One of the questions on the forms were, do you have firearms in your home? Sadly, they were online forms. So drawing a middle finger was out of the question. Please ask me about that in the doctor visit. It's after radio. Please ask me that question and see how well that goes for you. Because, Kane, you know what my answer is going to be, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what my answer is going to be? Do you want to take a guess? You probably can't say it on air.
No.
But you know, right?
Yeah.
It's I want to be like, look, I don't go to your job and tell me how to do my job, right? Okay.
That's strategic mute. I live for that.
Well, it's, you know, polite. Right?
Right,
you know, because it's just politeness. Now, Dr. Fauci was saying that Omicron-specific vaccines are prudent but maybe unnecessary. Wait a minute. I thought, wait, are we out of vaccinate all the things? Because we got people down in Australia who are like, I need to vaccinate my dog. I like to vaccinate my dog. I don't want my dog to. This somehow morphed into a Cockney accent, but you get the idea. This Kath and Kim character was like, I need to vaccinate my dog. I don't want my dog to get the coronavirus.
If you give power to the federal government, you never get it back. I'm Sarah Carter on the Lita Sarah Carter Show. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich joins me to discuss his battles with the Biden administration over COVID funding and his fight to keep Washington from taking away the constitutional power of the states. I'll also address Biden's disastrous press conference and much more. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh, man. So this is Free Press in Tampa. A shirtless Florida man is behind bars because he lost his temper the other day over some bacon in a Florida Waffle House. Now, according to investigators, the Cape Coral police arrested 28-year-old Martin Alvarez on a Wednesday because he had a meltdown over how his bacon should be cooked at the Waffle House. Now, Alvarez was shirtless and yelling slurs at the employees when the police arrived. When they tried to arrest him, he resisted and was threatened with a taser. According to police, Alvarez screamed, quote, "You better cook the bacon right," end quote. He faces charges of disorderly intoxication, resisting an officer, and simple assault. His hearing is scheduled on February 4th. He is in the Lee County Jail until that time. I'm just curious, like, what was wrong with the bacon? That's, like, a very important thing that we need to know. You're going to write this big old piece, like, be asking the man, like, okay, so tell us about, was it just, oh, was it burnt? Was it not cooked enough? Because nobody likes lank bacon, right? Nobody likes, like, weak. It has to have a crisp. Yeah. And the best way to do it is to bake it. I was told this by somebody who was in the Navy, and then everybody who's ever alive who served in the Navy emailed me and was like, yep, only way to do bacon. And then all these chefs were like, yep, it's actually the best way to do bacon. It's less mess and it's crispy. So I'm just curious. It's a very important subject. We take it very seriously here. All right. So that's the first one. A guy made a TikTok video showing Switzerland and labeled it Gastonia, North Carolina. And a Florida woman was so impressed with the scenery that she drove there. And it did not look like that actually happened. This literally is on Charlotte Observer. A viral TikTok video influenced a Florida woman to drive to what she thought was a small pastoral village surrounded by snowy mountains in North Carolina. Olivia Garcia road tripped with her whole family from Jupiter, Florida to check out the snow. And then she realized that it was a trick on TikTok. Stop it. Stop it. You don't even Google the place before you go.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.